Welcome, welcome, welcome to our next episode of Backstage with Bobby D. What up, D-Hustle?
What's going on, Bobby?
Where we at, player?
Atlanta.
You enjoying the weather? Atlanta. Hot. It ain't hot, though.
Rainy Atlanta. I feel good about it anyway.
I guess even got a little rain on her. She was like, yo, it's a little cold out here. It's raining. I mean, sometimes I don't even understand, man. But we are here to have our special guest pull up to our segment called Backstage with Bobby D. Y'all know how I do it. I'm going to give y'all a behind-the-scenes view for one of my mentees that is killing it in the industry out here. So let me give a quick round of applause and bring to the stage is Eben Aluko.
Hey.
What up, what up? Look at you, feeling good. I told you the music's gonna get it going.
Hi.
Well, what's up, Eben? How you doing?
I'm tired right now.
I can imagine.
Very interesting couple of days, you know, the whole conference and everything.
Yeah,
you know, I'm happy, you know, grateful.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And just to let everybody know, so we're here in Atlanta attending the National Society for Black Engineering Conference. It's the 50th anniversary.
50.
50. Big shout outs to them. And Evan is out here, you know, on a hustle, right?
Yeah.
Getting those job opportunities, and we'll definitely come into that. Mm-hmm. But one thing I want to kick our story off is tell us where you're from.
Okay, so I am originally from Nigeria. So shout out to Nigeria.
What up?
But yeah, I'm originally from Nigeria. I grew up in Abuja for like 18 years. So I stayed in the capital city of Nigeria with my parents and my brothers. And then I came here for college and then, you know, living here now. So
Yeah, you're holding it down out here now.
Shout out.
Is most of your family still back at home or?
So my parents actually live here now. So they stay here.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Congratulations.
Do they like the weather?
I mean, they don't stay in Atlanta.
Okay.
So it's kind of like they stay in Texas, so it's warm weather.
Yeah. Okay. Everything is warm and bigger in Texas.
It kind of feels like Nigeria, actually.
Does it?
Fun fact, like Nigeria, like, is actually the same size as Texas, like the whole country. So it's like
that's a gem. I didn't know.
That's
crazy.
Yeah,
it's really it's so weird. So it kind of feels like Nigeria, the like same weather, same vibe.
Is it hot over there in Nigeria?
Yeah, it's really.
So why don't you come to Florida?
I'll see.
If you want to get closer to the sun, it's right there.
I'll see. I'll think about it.
D has to line that up really good. Is it hot in Africa? Yeah.
I've never been, but it's one on my list.
You should go.
Yeah, we're going to be on the continent before they even know, right?
Yeah,
and when we land over there, it's going to be lit.
It's going to be lit.
for sure. Well, Eben and I, and this is more or less just to introduce everybody, is one of my mentees.
Yes.
Her and I have had a chance to have some technical career coach development and some skill set sharpening. That's what I like to say.
Yep.
But in general, I've been following along your journey since we ran into each other. So very much appreciate you letting me follow along. I'm on the sideline rooting. Like, she's going to do it. She's going to kill it. So before we even jump more into like our how we met each other and things like that, tell me like your journey into tech, because this is what you out here, you know, supporting tech and engineering and stuff like that. So tell me how your journey started.
Honestly, it's a very like interesting story. So my dad's actually a computer engineer.
Oh, shout out to dad.
So shout out to dad.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's kind of like in the fam. So it's like it always has been in the fam. And I always like, I remember like growing up and like he was doing all these cool stuff. And I'm like, I want to be a computer engineer too. Like I want to be in that world where I was doing big things in tech. And then I was like, you know, I'll see, you know. So I actually started as an electrical and computer engineering major with the computer
electrical.
Science.
I mean, she's shocking everybody.
With the computer science minor, but I woke up one day and I was just like,
nah.
Like, I prefer the software. I was like, yeah, I'm going to switch. So I switched to computer science major with like kind of like a domain study in like electrical and computer engineering.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically it. You know, it's like a household of engineers because my brother is also an engineer. Computer science. Tech household.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's the real tech hustle at that household. That's what's up. Where do you go to school at, though?
I go to school in Calvin University. So
Yeah, big shout outs to Calvin University. Yeah.
In Michigan, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Yeah. How did you end up Nigeria, the Grand Rapids, Michigan? How'd you choose that school?
So I used to go to Education USA back home in Nigeria. And I remember one day I was just talking to one of the advisors and I was like, you know, like, I really want to study electrical and computer engineering.
Yeah.
She's like, you know, I'm trying to look for a school. Like, what school do you suggest? And she's like, oh, Calvin. And it's a Christian school. And my friends were like, oh, okay, let's look into that. And, you know, started doing my research. And I was like, you know what? I actually do see myself at this place. And, you know, here we are.
That's what's up. Congratulations. Because that's how I got the chance to meet you, by you going to college there. So I'm grateful for that decision and your journey. Definitely. So talk to me a little bit about your experience and as somebody growing up in a household where your pops did tech and did engineering. Like, how was that?
It was very fun, you know, it's like, and it still is very fun, you know, it's like, you have like a lot of like tech focused conversations. Like my dad and I could literally stand and like talk about cloud computing for like 20, 30 minutes.
So,
like, so it's like, it's really fun to be in that kind of space where it's like, you're like thinking, you know, it's like, and it's kind of like you have like these like expectations, which are not like really like make you feel pressured, but it's like, it's really nice to be able to have that space where you
for
like,
sure,
you see that representation of what it's like to be in tech, you know.
Yeah,
it's really nice.
Yeah, I mean, even as I'm thinking about it, as you coming up and having that example, how impactful that was to your journey, right? Because there are a lot of peers that you have, and including myself, I'm the only one in my family that was like that, right? D Hustle does tech also, but in terms of just my immediate family, I was the only one. And then I was like, well, who do I have in terms of looking up to and or set an example or path? And it's so grateful to hear that type of experience, because I can imagine like the techie talks that you have, right? Because for me, every time I bring up, let's say, cloud computing to my wife, she's like, what are you talking about? Like, why? Are you in the clouds again? Like, right? And, but actually having that person that you can bounce ideas off of it, and let alone, it's not just your dad, but you also have some of your siblings that are in tech too.
Yeah. So my younger brother is also in tech. Mm-hmm. We're in the same school.
That's for us.
And
big
he's
up,
a sophomore. So it's like, we're around the same age group.
Yeah,
so it's
yeah.
like we're having those conversations. Kind of feels like, you know, like a, you know, friend group.
Yeah, for sure.
Are you the oldest?
Yes, I am. Oldest and older.
So basically bullying the other brothers.
Yeah,
so
she's leading the pack. She's not bullying. She's leading the pack. She's leading the pack. Well, definitely talking about just challenges and triumphs and things that you've been able to really accomplish. Like when I think about even our journey, where it all started. So Eben and I, just to let the audience know, met through an organization called CodePath.org. It is a nonprofit that's focusing on supporting underrepresented CS students.
Shout out to CodePath.
Big shout out to CodePath, especially the Career Center. What up, Geneva, Kelsey? What up, y'all? But in general, you actually was a tech fellow there, right?
Yeah, a career peer.
A career peer, I apologize.
Yeah.
Evan wasn't just, you know, taking the services, but she's also pouring into the cup too, because you're also supporting, right?
Yeah.
And one of the things that I always enjoy in terms of just our conversation is you're always looking to continue to support those that are around you, right? And it's so great to first of all let you know this face to face. Keep it up, because that's what really gives value to our community is individuals like you. And, you know, I'm pouring my cup, right? But I don't even know when to stop pouring, right? But just seeing where you're at in this beginning of your journey, just understanding the value around it. And I just want to make sure I give you that big
up. Thank you so much.
So when it just comes to about challenges and getting into tech and kind of like transitioning into this idea of working at the keyboard as an engineer, what was kind of like one of your first hesitations, even though your upbringing came with, you know, your family members already at the keyboard?
Honestly, I think like, and I think this is like almost everyone, but I always used to have like imposter syndrome. Big imposter. It was so bad. Like, and I remember like I really felt it the most when I was like switching from electrical engineering to computer science, because like that's a big change. And that was like junior year.
Yeah.
I'm like, am I ready to make that decision?
Yeah.
And I remember like, so I joined CodePath like in 2021, like 2022, because the first class I took was mobile app development. And I'm like, this is fun, you know, like I do enjoy doing this. And that's when like that idea of like wanting to switch from hardware to software actually like came to my head. And then like I started coding, technical interviews, but I was just very scared.
Yeah.
Like, am I sure I can do this? Like, am I actually sure I could do this? And it got so bad where like I could have like a technical interview didn't go so well, and I just stopped Lee coding for like 2 months, yeah. 3 months straight. Like, yeah. I just
wouldn't even look
goodbye.
At it.
Goodbye. Yeah. Close the laptop, put it in back, goodbye. Like, and it was really like hard to mentally get out of that space. And I think that was like my biggest challenge, is like trusting in myself and like believing, like, you know, like making that change was worth it. Like, trust, because at that point, like, you don't know what the end goal is.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You're still in the process. Like, how do you assure yourself that like you're making the right choice? How do you assure yourself that you're really good at what you're doing? And it's so funny how like sometimes that imposter syndrome used to creep up, and I would find myself like going into different parts of tech.
Yeah.
Where like I started having conversations about cloud computing, starting from like my AWS cloud practitioner exam.
Yeah.
Started like going into cybersecurity, AI. I just felt like, you know, in that moment, like I really like software engineering, but I'm like, I'm not sure I could code. Let me just try this and try that and try this and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, it's really imposter syndrome, you know.
100%. And I tell you that a lot of my mentees that I have a chance to give them some insights into my personality to help lift that feeling of imposter syndrome definitely deals with that. Mm-hmm. And it's something that I think the newer generation, it's going to be even more prevalent, right?
Yeah.
Because the level of engineering is always just so high. And then the spectrum is so broad, right? Mm-hmm. You were talking about hardware all the way up to software, and then the cloud and this, like, it's just so much, and it just weighs on you. And then you have this feeling of like, hey, do I even belong? Does they see me? Do they see me? Because I'm here, I don't want to raise my hand, but right. And as soon as you kind of like work yourself up to really understanding what that feeling is, right? And for me, obviously, working at CodePath has been one of my greatest things ever since I left the keyboard. Is like giving you that new perspective of what it means, right? Because you can imagine how many rooms I was in that nobody looked like me, right? I've been doing it since 2002. So imposter syndrome was something that I always kind of dealt with. But then I just said, you know what? Fuck it. If they don't like me, then fuck it. If I don't know it, fuck it, right? Just keep moving on, right? Because the thing that I realized and learned is that sometimes you're in a room and you think everybody else is smarter than you, and you could be the smartest person in the room.
That's true.
Or it's like, you think that everybody knows everything, but nobody knows anything, right? And then as soon as you start to be in those rooms and you really figure out that interaction and you start to understand that, and then you start to realize, hey, I actually have value here. I'm not the imposter. Actually, they're the imposters because they're putting up a front. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So over time, as you're going in your career, and look, I'm doing a mentorship right here.
You know, up into the shoes real fast.
Right? And it's just in general, eventually, those feelings, you're still going to have them, but you're going to be able to deal with them and cope with them even better and be more effective. And especially when you get at the keyboard, because then nothing speaks for that, right? It's like, yo, if the code runs, you're like, look at this. It did what it's supposed to do. Who's the imposter now? Because you questioned it, right? And definitely want to just uplift you and continue to encourage you as you're on this journey, because it can definitely be something to hold you back. But I can already see a star standing in front of me, player. So we following a long rooting for,
thank
right?
Thank you.
For sure, for sure. So do you feel like you've overcome that challenge at all? Or what do you think? You still dealing with it? What do you think?
Honestly, like you said, like, it's always, you're always going to have imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
But I think the one thing I've learned, and I think it's very interesting that I say this, is like, so for example, walking into like the NSBE conference, right? Everyone has a resume. And it's so like sad how like it kind of feels like that's who we are, like a piece of paper is who we are, and that's like one of the best ways for me to have like gotten over that. It's like, I'm more than that paper. I'm more than one project. I'm more than like a programming language that I know. It's like there's so much like depth and beauty to who I am as a person and what I can bring to the table. So I think that's like the one thing that I always had to like constantly like remind, and I'm still constantly reminding myself. It's like, you deserve to be in those spaces.
Facts.
I deserve to like be in, like, do anything, you know. It's like the sky is literally the starting point.
Facts.
You know, it's like, yeah. So I think that's like the one thing, just always reminding yourself that those things are gonna come up, and like, you know, it doesn't make you different.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Different, like, everyone experiences those kind of stuff. You just have to, you know, pick it till you make it.
If you didn't know, that's what we're doing right now. It sounds like we made it.
Yeah, you know, pick it till you make it.
Oh my gosh, Evan, thank you so much for giving that to our audience. And this is why when I was looking at who should we have come through? I was like, yo, we gotta get Evan to pull up because she got some experience in life and she's gonna give it to them raw. And let me tell you something. That's exactly what our audience needs to hear, mm-hmm. because your journey is not just yours, right? It's like, once you tell your story, everybody else becomes a part of that journey right?
Yep, for
and then that helps influence their growth, because now they can go back and say, hey, Evan did it. Bobby did it. D-Hustle's out here hustling. Mm-hmm. Guess what I can do? I can keep it up and do it, right?
That's it.
And it's so great to hear that you have that as your tool to remind you, because you are right. The Nesby Conference, resumes are kind of like your only identity, right?
Yeah.
And I like the way that you described it, because it definitely just makes me even question like how much value I put in people's resumes, right? I know the hustle, so I'm out here trying to make sure you're ready for it, right?
Yep.
In terms of just understanding the value, it's that interpersonal skills. And I think that was like one of the things that I enjoyed the most when I was recruiting here at the Nesby Conference when I was working at Twitter, is that I was not just looking for resumes, but I'm looking for that bright star. I see you, like, you all come close. Oh, tell me your name, word. That's what you're working on. Like, the door's open. Just walk in type. And then that right there is like one of those things where the person that I walked through the door may not have had the best resume, but their interpersonal skills, where they're at in their journey.
Yeah.
And then you can see where they're flourishing. Because one engineer, a big shout out to Steven, he started off from Nesby, went to Twitter, became a level 2 software engineer, then went to Google, become a senior software engineer, and now he's at Google pursuing like a principal engineer step.
Wow.
Like, it's like,
okay,
if I had a chance to interview him just because of his resume, he might not have been able to get through. But because I seen something in him, his conversation, his mindset, I was like, yo, you can definitely come work for us, right?
Yeah.
So I'm so happy to hear that you already developing this.
Yeah.
And actually, side note, you also are the chair or president of your Nesby chapter, right?
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about that.
This
is why she got so much good advice, because she's the leader of the pack. I told you she's leading from the front, bro.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, that has been so fun. So I actually, went to college and I was like, you know, like, it's a new space, you know. I have to be out there. Like, I have to, like, get into all the student orgs. So I actually started as, like, SWE, Society of Women Engineers, like, secretary, then the vice president, then moved to Nesby, then the secretary, and now I'm the president. And for me, it's, like, it's so fun.
Yeah.
It's so fun, like, being able to help people, you know. It's, like, anytime, like, before. So before I came to college, I'm, like, what's your vocation? I'm, like, oh, like, it's, like, my job. But, like, I think for me, it's deeper than that. It's, like, more than, like, just my job. I think, like, for me, my vocation is helping people through any way, like, at school, at home, at work, and everywhere I could possibly do that. And I think that's what, like, NSB has proven to me. It's, like, a very safe space for me, not just me, like, other engineers in campus. You know, it's, like, let's come together, let's work together. Like, we have, like, homework nights. We have, like, projects that we work on together, have meetings where we play games. It's just that safe space, because, you know, it's, like, it's really hard being in tech.
For sure, 100%.
And also hard of being underrepresented in tech.
Facts, because I'm melanated. Y'all see me.
So, you know, it's, like, how do you take away all those struggles that don't even need to be struggles?
Yeah.
It's, like, how do you make them easier for yourself, you know? And I think that's what, like, NSB is so intentional about that, you know. It's like, and that's why, like, I'm so glad that I've been able to, like, give back and, like, help people. You know?
Sure.
It's like, it's a very safe space for me. Like, anytime I think of NSB, I'm like home. Like,
that's
really fun for me. So.
And thank you so much for that, because this is the thing in terms of attributes that when we first met, I already picked up from you, right?
Yeah.
It's like that, your ability to not just go through those experiences, but give back the experience that you have. Mm-hmm. And also leading from the front, right? She's leading the crew as the president of NSB. And if anybody hasn't told you this, great job.
Thanks.
Keep it up. Because that's what's going to bring our next generation of engineers into the fold, so that they can get exposure to people like me, to people here at Nesby, organizations, companies. I even heard that you said some of your members got interviews and stuff like that.
Yeah, right? Doing a good job. I'm so proud of them.
I'm so proud of them too. Yeah. Big shout outs to each and every one of them that are out there. Now, in terms of your journey, and let me know if you're cool with me talking about where your internship is going to be.
For sure.
Go ahead and let us know where you're going to be doing some summer interning at in the coming weeks, coming months.
Okay, so I'm going to be in Redmond, Washington with Microsoft.
Woo! Look at that. That's what's up. Yo, it's literally lit over there because I'm so proud of you. I'm so happy for you to have this opportunity. If y'all didn't hear it, Evan is going to be at Microsoft interning this summer, holding it down for all of them, right? And big ups to that journey. So tell me a little bit about it. So in terms of like interview process or application process, how'd that work out for you?
Honestly, it's still a dream. I'm still trying to wake myself up because I still can't believe it. So I applied in January. And for me, in previous years, by January, I'm I'll wait till the next recruiting season. I'll wait and all that kind of stuff. And I have a job application tracker where I keep track of the dates when I applied. And so I applied in January 26th, because I've looked back on that date every single time. I'm like, did I actually apply on January 26th?
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
Oh my God, that actually happened. But yeah, and then 2 weeks later, February 10th, I think so. I think that was it.
Yeah, it was February 10th. She knows. She knows.
And then I get an email congratulations on your final round.
Oh, the email sound just like that?
Yeah.
How did it sound?
In my head, I'm holding my phone. I'm like, final round? Because I'm so used to the sweet interviews, interview process, you get an OA fest. So I'm no online application came. So I'm straight to final rounds. I'm Lord.
They've seen something.
What's going on?
Yeah.
So then, I scheduled the interview for February 29th because I was so busy with school and all that kind of stuff.
Wow, the leap year.
Yeah. That's why I was a checkbox. That's why
is that a sign? But yeah, so then I had it on February 29th. Same thing, grinding, right? Studying every single night. And I remember the day I set up the interview, that same night, I'm already on CodePath Link, trying to set up a meeting with Bobby. I'm setting up a meeting with Bobby, setting up a meeting with Catalina, with Daniel, with Kelsey. I'm I need to talk to everyone. I had almost 6 mock interviews before that interview.
That's what's up.
29. Because I'm I think that's the good thing. It's I've had other experiences with interview processes where I'm I feel like I could have done better. And I was this time, those are things I have to change. So I was we're gonna do the mock. I'm gonna push myself to the
wall. Facts.
And so it's 2 back to back technical interviews. Very interesting. I was wow. I remember joining the meeting that day. I'm my God, Microsoft. I couldn't believe it. And it's technical interviews. The questions were nice. Everything just. It was very smooth, It's I was really in awe, and then you had the whole 2 week wait period.
That's the
dread one.
How many times you were refreshing your phone? Send me an email. Let me make sure this thing works.
It was so bad. It was literally the entire spring break. So my school's on spring break, and it's spring break. Girls sleep in.
Yeah,
I was up every day. I'm Microsoft Outlook. I'm what's going on? Where's the email? Where's the email? And all that kind of stuff. So I think honestly, I'm still in shock.
Yeah.
I'm still in shock. I'm so glad, happy, grateful. And it's one of those things where you actually see hard work
pays off. 100%. Yeah, give that gym sound, actually. She needs to drop some gyms. Hard work pays off for sure.
I got a question for you. So when you figured it out and you told your dad, talk to me about that experience.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, I remember when I got the interview, I called him and I have an interview with Microsoft. And so that's the thing. It's anytime I think of mentors, my dad has always been a mentor for me. I remember creating my job application tracker and in my Google Drive and sharing it with him. He'd put some companies in there, put their links, sending me job links. So it's
shout out to dad.
Shout out to pops.
My dad, my mom. My mom be oh, let's practice behavioral too. I'm okay, everyone was literally all hands on deck. Everyone's
I was there too. I was helping too.
Everyone was all hands on deck. And and then I call him. And it's so funny because I get the offer 10 p.m. Monday night last week. So I'm in shock. They email me and they're go into your portal and verify yourself ID. I'm
what is this extra step?
It's 10 p.m. What does that mean? And then I see the offer and I'm like, huh? And I'm like, congratulations. I look up and I'm like, Evan. I'm like, congratulations, Evan. I'm like, ah! It was so it was just really shocking. I remember calling my mom immediately. I'm like shaking, and she's like, "My dad's sleeping." Mm. And, like, they wake him up, and it's like,
"Yeah, wake him up!"
Wake up! She got the offer and all that kind of stuff. And it's like, it's a very like proud moment. Like, I remember the next day, like being on call with him for like an hour, like just talking. Because I think the one thing is like, it's like everyone has been there, like from day one. Because I remember, like, honestly, like this is my first internship ever.
That's
like,
what's up.
First internship, and I remember like after I switched my major, I was like, you're gonna have to make this work. Mm. You're gonna have to make it. There has to be something that comes out of it. And I think like for all of us, like the offer was kind of like that reassurance that like everything was gonna be okay. Like everything was gonna be well. So like it's like a 3-year coming internship. It's like I've been waiting for this, working hard, and it's like, you know, it finally paid off.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm so proud of you. And I'm like, if you could just imagine watching a basketball game, and you know those court seats, the ones right on the edge of the court, like people pay extra to sit there, right?
Yeah.
So I pay extra to sit there to root for Evan from the sideline, right? So I'm so proud of you, and I know your family is very proud of you, and you're setting examples because you have other ones coming up behind you, not just your family, your siblings, but also members in Nesby chapter and people at your school. I bet you they're like, "Ooh, Evan, what?" And that's just going to motivate and inspire them. And then that journey you're going to have working at Microsoft. I mean, back in the days, I might not say the way that I'm going to say it now about Microsoft, because I didn't really like Microsoft like that back in the days. But the things that they're really impactful, the skills, the technology, the engineering, the length of, you know, contributions that they made making the operating system to where they are right now, and the contributions, like, it blows my mind. And I'm like so excited, not just for you, because I have a few mentees. You remember Asia Taylor? What's up, Asia Taylor? Asia. Yeah. So I have another mentee that's at Microsoft. So guess what? I got to connect for you.
Oh,
for sure.
Okay. I like that.
100%. And she's actually featured here in the backstage with Bobby D too. So catch her episode, because she really enlightens a lot of people on her experience working at Microsoft. But the thing that I just can't wait for you to have is that experience is when you walking in the door, you're getting the badge, you're getting the logo, you're getting your name right next to it. I would be practicing my email. It's going to be evan@microsoft.com. You are going to be engulfed in that position and that opportunity, and I can't wait to hear the results of it. Because it's going to be life-changing, in my opinion, career-changing. And it's really just going to give you an idea of how great you are. Because we've been saying it for a minute, though. But now you really get to see it, though. Yeah?
Yes.
Congratulations. Yes.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So the next thing that I want to kind of give you a chance to, you know, continue to give, which I've always appreciated, is do you have any, like, advice that you want to tell the next young generations that are coming up pursuing this field of engineering and technology and this journey that you're on?
Yeah.
Or journey that they will be on?
Yeah. Honestly, and, like, this is like the first thing that comes to my mind, because like I'm staying with all my friends, like for the Nesby conference and Airbnb, and every time I tell them this entire conference, it's all gonna make sense in the end. Like right now it seems so hard, like it's so funny, because I remember being in that space where I'm like, oh Lord, what's going on? But it's all gonna make sense. And honestly, hard work, consistency, you just have to practice. Because I think the one thing, and I think it's life in general, like nothing gets handed to anyone.
For sure.
You have to work hard to get it. And the moment you put in that work, you're going to get it. You know, you just have to believe in yourself.
Gems.
Yeah, gems. You know, and I always used to tell myself, you know, you have to have faith. Mm. You know, you have to be delusional. Delusional, like you have to be delusional. I remember like before my Microsoft offer came, like, I was talking to my friend, and I'm like, you know, I keep seeing, like, the Microsoft logo everywhere. And he's like, get used to it. You're going to see it in Redmond. And I'm like, amen. Like, you know, I'm going to see it in Redmond. Yeah. You know, it's like, and just being delusional. I'm like, I used to see, like, different posts about, like, I started, like, searching about, like, oh, like, after grad, I'm going to be in Seattle.
Yeah.
And, you know, just making sure that you see yourself in those spaces, because you get to manifest those things. You know, when you see it and believe it, it's going to come to pass. You
just
work hard, and it's all going to make sense in the end, honestly. That's really my biggest advice. You know, work hard and you'll get it.
100%. Thank you so much for that, Evan.
Yeah.
And if you are listening, there's this button that if you didn't hear what she said, you can press. It's called rewind. You press that rewind button and listen to it again.
Yeah.
Because mindset-wise, what you're really, you know, giving to our audience here is just when you really believe,
not just you can imagine, but you believe. Mm-hmm. You can see it.
Yeah.
Oh, the stars will line up. Mm-hmm. The universe will bend to your ability. And then all, yo, look at, y'all didn't see how easy this was?
Yeah.
But it does require the hard work, patience, development, continuous iteration. That's as software engineers. One thing you're going to find out definitely when you get to Microsoft is that no matter how great you think the code is, it can be iterated on again, right? Mm-hmm. It can be rewritten again. It can be made more enhanced. Mm-hmm. It can add more features. We want to be able to take in more options. We want to do more stuff. So just being comfortable with that feeling of iteration, you and your journey, I guarantee you're going to be where you want to be.
Yep, my gosh.
This has been a really cool episode. Here, Evan's dropping some gems here, right?
Knowledge up here.
So, Evan, this is a chance in our conversation where being backstage with Bobby D, you get a chance to ask me any questions you have on the table, anything that you want to know, even if it's more career advice, because you know I'm already, them bars already written. I'm ready to go. But if you do have a question for me, let me know if you have any type of questions. Just ask Bobby D anything you want.
Honestly, I think, my biggest question is, and I think it's less for me and more for everyone that's here. You know, it's like we all flew out to Atlanta. You know, it's like that's big. That's big. And I was telling my friends, you know, it's like you're here in Atlanta. Like you're one step forward. Like 10 steps forward, please. Facts. Not one. Like 10 steps forward. You know, it's like, and like after like going for like such an impactful event, like going for like, because it's the 50th conference, like NSB, like, you know, it's a big deal. What's like your biggest advice, like going back home, like, you know, like reflecting and, you know, like just thinking about like everything that you've gotten, like what's your biggest advice for like college students, you know, it's like what's the next move, you know, like, what should they think about as they go back home?
Look at you, you're asking really foundational questions right here. Like I think they ain't ready for it. They're ready for a D hustle? No, young royalty. I'm gonna give her a new title now. Her name is Young Royalty. Thank you for the question, Young Royalty. Your boy Bobby D got a little. But no, I think in terms of just coming to this conference, I remember the first time that I came to NSB. First of all, I was blown out of my mind how many people were there, right? And then let alone how many black people that look like me and you that got it, that can write code, that can, you know, really in their lane of engineering, kill it, right? And then I also see the companies and organizations that are willing to open up those doors for those people to come through. So first of all, one of those things that I always want to encourage attendees is to reflect on the opportunity you had to be in that scene. Because I tell you, I worked in this field for more than 20 years. Before I came to NSB, I didn't even know. And now y'all getting it to see it from your first door. And it's almost like one of the things that I always feed back into is like, oh, I want to give back. I want to make sure that this is not the first time and last time, but it's a way for me to find a pathway so that I can contribute to it. That's either recruiting at the conference or after I'm done with Twitter, coming back to the conference to continue to support, right? But in terms of those that are attending, this is going to be your chance to do something that I've spoken to some of your members about this idea of following up afterwards, right? Is not only like reflecting on the opportunity that you have to be in the presence of companies, peers, but follow up with those companies and peers, right? Network, right? Your network is going to be your net worth, 100%, right? So
bars.
The people that you are connected to, the people that you're getting their LinkedIn, your peers that you're also meeting, other chapters and stuff like that, you don't know where they're going to be at in 5 years, right? You might be needing a job opportunity, and guess what? They may be the one that's interviewing you, so make sure that you follow up. And following up with companies, I'm sending the recruiter, hey, it was really nice to meet you the other day. I know you were a little overwhelmed. I'm really interested in this opportunity. Holla at your boy. Here goes my resume if you lost it, blah, 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 blah. Like, I'm mindset-wise already following up with that. And then the last thing is that I'm telling other people about it. I'm not just in my group, peer group, NSB groupers. I'm seeing other black engineers that are either campus, when I go home and talk about my journey, letting them know like, hey, I went to this conference. I have this organization. I have seen it with my own eyes. I know somebody, her name is Evan, and she's working at Microsoft for the summertime, right? It's like, go back and tell your community about it, right? Don't hold it a secret, because the idea of them not being able to get access to it is through you. your experience, right? And then at the end of the day, be grateful, right? Continue to manifest, and I hope to see you next year, because once you get that job at Microsoft, you better be on the team that's coming to NSBE, working at Microsoft as a recruiter, for sure. And that's what I would be giving them advice on. So thank you for that question, young royalty. Round of applause. I gave a little gem or something. A little bit.
I do got a question for you. So when you got, the position in Microsoft and you went back to tell your teammates, were they excited? Did that give them the motivation? Like, you know what? She can do it. I can do it. Did you see the ambition in their eyes? Talk to me a little bit more about that.
You know what's so funny? It's that like I was still like in the bubble of like I just got the offer, and it was actually one of my other friends that told me that that was a different type of fire within people. It's like people were calling him like, I need to leak code. I need to leak code. Like, people were like the other day we were flying in here, we're at the airport, like layover, one hour. Like, I'm like, I look at my brother and he has a terminal open. And I'm like, wow, like, it's just 1 hour layover. Like, you're coding right now. And it's like, there's this different type of like, you know, like, it's like an awakening. It's like, need to get up and like really do that kind of stuff. And I think that that's like another thing that I was really happy about, because I'm like, honestly, like, I personally believe that your experiences influence others. It's like, this was just not a win for me, it's a win for all of us, you know. It's like a situation for us to all like see that I can do it. If Evan can do it, I can do it.
Facts.
You know, and like, I think that's it's really been beautiful. Like, that's what I'm saying, like, everyone came here with a new mindset. Like, I'm like getting interviews, like getting like everyone has been literally moving. Like, last night, like, people were up to like 3 a.m. like coding, doing their stuff, like prepping for interviews today on site, and like, and it's really beautiful to see that. It's really beautiful to see like them like use this as a way to actually like grab those opportunities, you know. It's like, what are the odds that they I got the offer like a week before NSBE? It's like
the stars, I'm telling you, they were lining up.
Yeah, it's like they all came with this renewed mindset where they're like, I'm gonna grab everything and I'm gonna go home with offers, and it's for really sure beautiful to see.
Wow.
Shout out to that.
Big shout out.
Yeah.
Well, we're coming to the end of our show here, Evan. Thank you. Cue up the music a little bit, D.L. So what we got going on? Let me see. There it goes. So, Evan, thank you so much for pulling up here at the Tech Hustle to our podcast. Let me talk to the audience real quick. I'm going to talk to them.
Yo,
what up? Y'all know how it is when it comes to the end, backstage with Bobby D. I don't know if you didn't hear what I heard, but I heard gems, and y'all better go and catch them, though. D Hustle mark every spot where the gym stops, so go and rewind back to that spot. Thank you again for tuning in to Backstage with Bobby D. These episodes are going to be, we're going to travel the country, go all around the world, talk to peers, mentors, key people that have made some impact to my life, people that I've made impact to their lives, like Evan. So thank you for letting me ride along, right? And let me see you. I'm moving from the sideline, but I pay for my seat though, because I'm sitting in the front. But in general, thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you in the next episode. Holla at your boy, it's Bobby D.